Today's Shir's Masechta, Erevin, Daf Chaf Dalet. We will begin on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Karfif Shu Yoisim Beis Asayim. But a word of introduction is in order for today's Shir. As we learned in our previous Shir, a place that is properly partitioned with mechitzas is a Rishus HaYochid. However, Chazal taught us that if it's not meant to be a place of dwelling, ain't a hukif ladira, it's not meant to be a place where people will dwell, then the halacha is, if it's a karfif, and it's yoysa mibes asayim, larger than a base asayim, as we learned in the previous year, the number base asayim comes from the Mishkan, 70 amma by 70 amma, you're not allowed to carry within it dalar amas, nor may you carry from that area to another Rishus HaYochid. If, however, it's less than that area, then it's permissible to carry within that area. It's not necessarily permissible to carry from that area then into a different area. Since it's not meant for dwelling, so the way to correct that situation is by making it a place of dwelling. And the best way of making it into a dwelling is that making a fence and encircling it for the sake of it should becoming a dwelling place. We also learned in our previous year, a machloikus tanoim, what does it mean that it's a dwelling place that it should not have these concerns anymore? Does it have to be a real home? Is it enough that it's a hut where people who watchmen stay? And others learn that as long as it's near a place that's meant for dwelling, it's enough. If it was not meant for dwelling, the way to correct it, as we will discuss extensively in our shiur today, is by removing the walls, not necessarily as we will discuss, removing them completely, but somewhat removing the walls and then putting them back up with the proper intention. We could have a situation where we have a karfif, which was meant to be a place of dwelling, and then it becomes an area that's no longer meant for dwelling. As we're going to discuss at the beginning of our shiur, if one plant seeds in such an area, so it's a place that people will not normally walk, therefore it would not be considered a place of dwelling anymore. If, however, you plant trees there, then the halacha is that it is considered still a place of dwelling. So begins the Gemara, Karfif shu yosim beis asayim. If a karfif which is larger than a beis asayim shehukal for dira, that was meant to be a place of dwelling, v'nizer ruba, and then most of the area of that place was planted with seed, so we can no longer, as we just described, consider this as an area that was hukal for dira. It now has mostly seeds, harei kugina, so now it gets the status of a garden, and therefore usur, it will be usur to carry there. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim Divrei Maskil Nizra, quoting Rabbeinu Chananel, that this halacha only applies by a karfif which is larger than a beis asayim. But a karfif which is only a beis asayim, even if it's completely, we bring seeds there, you'll be allowed to carry there. Because as we discussed in our previous year, as long as the area is not an area of a base sosayim, then even though you brought seeds there, it doesn't lose the status of a dira. Tosfos Yeshanim also says, Rabbeinu Chananel had a question, if this that we're learning now in our Gemara, that if you bring seeds there, it changes the status, is that under all circumstances? Or let's say you have a karfif, which serves so many purposes where people work and live there, then even if you brought seeds there, it will not necessarily take away that status. The Shulchan Aruch furthermore says, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have an area that is this is in Siman Shun and Ches, Sif Yud, that if you have a chotzer, that a chotzer also has the halacha of a karfif. And Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Yud Beis explains that the reason is because the Shulchan Aruch is not quite sure how to look at a chotzer. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch is machmer to treat a chotzer like a karfif. The Sharet Sin over there says that it's not a question of a suffix. Rather, the Paiskim hold that a chotzer has the din of a karfif. So we said if Nizra Ruba, if most of the area was planted, it becomes a gina and it doesn't have the din of a karfif. And as the Ritva explains, Osi Zroyim, the seeds that were planted there, Umvatlei Umafkelim B'Tayrus Chotzer, they take it away from the category of a chotzer and they make it into a gina. And therefore, one has the chumris that we can't carry there. The Goyen Yaakov says, what's going to be, we spoke about Nizra Ruba. What about if it's just 50-50? So says the Goyen Yaakov, if it's not roiv, if it's not mostly seeds, we could be lenient. And that is indeed the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah as well. What's the halacha if somebody plants different flowers in that area? Are they like Zroyim that we just learned in our Gemara to take away the status of a dira, or are they considered like trees, the next, as we're going to say, that don't have that halacha? So Rashi, when he speaks about Zroyim, says the mokum the zari loy dairi inchi. So from here it seems the Rashi's opinion is that it's only if a place where people plant different species that people don't live among that area, and therefore it's a consideration. But if people live and do whatever they do, even if you have these species growing, then it won't be considered the case of our Gemara that if you plant there, it loses the status of hukka fladira. And so too is the opinion of the Meiri as well. The Bi'al Locha discusses that let's say you had an area that was hooked, this karfif, which was hukif ladira, and then you put seeds there, which Al Gemara says creates an issue, and then you take away the seeds. What will be the halacha? Will it revert back to its original status? Because it was only a problem as long as you had this roim there. Now that you don't have this roim there, it can revert back to its original status. Or will the halacha be that if you want it to revert back to its original status, you have to take down the walls and put them up hukka fladira? The Mishnah Berurah says that if it's less than a beis hasayim, we could be lenient. Nizra Ruba, so we just learned that if most of this area you brought seeds there, you may not carry there. Amar of Hunab Reid Yeshua, Loya Maron, Elo Yosef Beis Hasayim. If the area that you brought the seeds are Yosef Beis Hasayim, Avo Beis Hasayim, if it's exactly an area of the Beis Hasayim, Mutter, you will be allowed to carry the whole Karfif. That even though the place that you brought those seeds is a place that doesn't serve as a place of living, as long as that area that you brought the seeds to is not larger than a Beis Hasayim, still the halacha will be allowed to carry there. So in other words, in this area, you're going to have two different distinct type of places. You're going to have the place which is the gina, which is the place where you brought the seeds, which is not considered a place for living. And the only reason you're allowed to carry there is because it's not as large as a Beis Hasayim. The rest of the area, which doesn't have the seeds, is a place of dwelling, and therefore you're allowed to carry there. And even though these two distinct areas are open to each other, this is a gina, but it doesn't have a Beis Hasayim. This is a chotzer that's hukka fladira. Since each one of these independent areas you're allowed to carry in, they don't prevent you from carrying from one to the other either. So says the Gemara, Kaman, whose opinion does this represent? So since neither area independently is a problem, they don't create an issue for either is either. Says the Gemara of Shimon. This represents the opinion of Shimon. The Tanan, we're going to learn a Mishnah at Daf Pei Tesom and Aleph. Rav Shimon Oyma Echad Ginois, Echad Gagos Roofs, Vechad Chatzeris and Chatzeris, Vechad Karfifos, Ar Karfifos. They're all Rishus Echad Hein, L'Kalim Sheshavs B'Teichem. Any Kalim that were in any of these areas at the beginning of Shabbos, they weren't inside a house. V'loi L'Kalim Sheshavs B'Teichem Bayis. Since they weren't in the house, they're all considered one type of area, even though they're not really the exact same. Still, since they're all considered one type of area, the halacha is that you could carry from one to the other. And here too, in our chotzer and place where you're planting, even though they're different, the halacha is you're allowed to carry from one to the other. There's a very big discussion in the Rishonim when we learn this Gemara, that is this only if they're owned by one person, or does it make a difference if they're owned by different people as well? The Ritva learns that if they're owned by one person, even the Chachamim would agree to Rav Shimon. The other Rishonim that don't make that distinction. Ask the Gemara, how could this be mutter? Rav Shimon Nami, even Rav Shimon who takes this lenient approach, Kivin the Nizer Ruba, if most of this karfif you brought these seeds to, Havahu Ma'uta, the small part of the karfif that doesn't have any seeds there, that's still a chotzer, it's Batal Lagaba Ruba. It's insignificant compared to the majority. Vahavale karfif Yosem Beis Asayim. So now we'll have an area which is a karfif Beis Asayim, which wasn't meant for dwelling, because most of the area has seeds in it, and therefore the halacha should be that it's also that you're not allowed to carry there. Says the Gemara, because of this question, Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. The way to understand the Gemara is as the way to understand Rav Huna Ber Yeshua's explanation is the Braisa this way: Hamayuta, if only the lesser part of this karfif was planted, then you're allowed to carry there. Omer Rav Huna Ber Yeshua, to which Rav Huna Ber Yeshua concepts, says, Loya Morin, that Eladoi have a base of Sayim. So if you have an area which is not a base of Sayim big, and it's also the smaller part of this chotzer, so then there's no reason to be strict on that area. Aval, if the part that was planted with these seeds is a base of Sayim, so that is a significant area, even though it's still the smaller part, usur, you will not be allowed to carry anywhere in that karfif. Because you have here two different places. You have a place which was planted with seeds, and not only is it a place that was planted with seeds, it's a place that's a base of Sayim big. And then you have the other place, which is the chotzer, which is hukuf ladira. And even though technically the chotzer, which was hukuf ladira, you should be allowed to carry in, but there's a halacha that the Rabbanan are, that the Gemara is following, that if one place is mutter, is open to another place, which is usur, both places you may not carry in each place and from to each place. Kaman, and this represents actually the opinion of the Rabbanan, who disagree with Reb Shimon on that peites, and who hold that Gagas, Chatzeres, and Kafifas are each one a separate Rishus. And therefore, the halach will be that since one and the other are open to each other, and one area you're not allowed to carry in, as we just identified, you won't be allowed to carry in the other area as well. However, says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Medifti Masl Kula, he explains Rav Huna Ber Yeshua is coming actually to teach us a leniency. Hamayuta, we said that if the minority of this area is planted with seeds, you'll be allowed to carry in the entire area. Bar Rav Huna Ber Yeshua, Loya Amoran, Ela Beis Asayim. We only spoke about a place that is a Beis Asayim big. That's why Aval, Yosem Beis Asayim, if this area that was planted is larger than a Beis Asayim, and if it had a Mechitzis, then you couldn't carry from one to the other. Also, then you're not going to be allowed to carry in the Karfif. Kuman, and this represents the opinion of Shimon, that normally allowed to carry from a Chotzer to a Karfif. But when could you carry from the Chotzer from the Karfif? Only if the Karfif is a base of Sayim. But if it's larger than a base of Sayim, then it'll be a problem. So what's the difference between the two versions? What will be the halacha if this area that you planted seeds is a base of Sayim? According to the previous lashon, we're going to have to be machmer. According to this version, as long as the area is even a base of Sayim, but it's just not more than a base of Sayim, we could be lenient. Not teruba, but if we planted trees in this area, it still remains a chotzer, or mutter, you could carry in the entire area even though you brought trees there. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Avima, who kasun vasun at the blaz. The only time we could be lenient if it was trees that you planted there, if they're planted in rows. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman, however, holds apish and it's doing the blaz. Even if they're not planted in rows, it doesn't make a difference. Says the Gemara, Yehuda ikl lebei Rav Huna bar Yehuda. Rav Ukla came once to the home of Rav Huna bar Yehuda. Chazinu lahanu, he saw the trees that were planted in a karfif, which was larger than a base of Sayim, the loy avdi, that's the blas, but they weren't planted in rows. And still, the komatat begavayu, people were carrying there. Amalei, so my Yehuda asked Rav Huna bar Yehuda, loy sova ma lahod avimi, don't you agree with what Avimi taught us, that if the trees are not planted in rows, we cannot be lenient? Amalei, to which Rav Huna bar Yehuda responded, Anok Rav Nachman Sirilei, I actually hold Rav Nachman that trees aren't a problem even if they're not planted in rows. So our Gemara just taught us a very important halacha, that if you have an area which is larger than the base of Sayim, then you're not allowed to carry in that area because of the rules of Karfif Shalai Hukal Fadira. And if there's no partition between the garden and the rest of the yard, the entire yard assumes the status of a Karfif Shalai Hukal Fadira, and carrying anywhere in the yard will be awesome. But the Gemara says that a tree will be different than Gina. We're going to learn later in the Shir that water which is fit for drinking, has the same status as trees. So therefore, if one's yard is flooded with water, it doesn't become usur as a karfif, even if the area that's flooded is larger than the base of Sayim. But as we're going to learn, if the water is dirty and it's not fit for drinking, then it gets the status of a gina, and it would make the area into a karfif shalai hukal fadira. As I said, there's a question how we look at a flower garden. The Shoyle Meshev is machmer on a flower garden. Most achroinim, however, take a flower garden to have the same din as trees. So says the Rosh, that this halacha is only by a karfif. But if you have an area which is a chotzer, a place that's constantly in use for daily living needs, even if you brought gina, even if you brought seeds there, and even if the area that you put the seeds in are larger than a base of Sayim, you will still be allowed to carry there. Many Rishonim, however, disagree with the chotzer, with the Rosh, and they don't distinguish between a chotzer and any other type of enclosure. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch takes that approach. So according to this, we're going to have a very serious shaila. If you're going to have a large area in a city which is not suitable for residential purposes, you'll have a place like a swamp, you'll have a vegetable garden or planted fields, or not trees. Even if your city has a proper Erev, you'll still have a problem because the city, which is properly enclosed, is open to a karfif shalai hukal fadira. And as we're learning in our shiur today, if one area is open to another area where you may not carry, it takes away that the entire area you can't carry in, even the place that's properly encircled. So the Chachan Tzvi says that one b'shas hadchak could rely on the Rosh, that if it's in a place which is used, even though it has these deficiencies, it doesn't make a difference. The Divrei Akil distinguishes between a yard that were where the vegetables were planted after the wall was erected. However, if the garden was in your yard, and then you put up the wall, and with the intent of making it into a Rishus HaYachid, that means that you, even though it's planted with these different types of seeds or water that's dirty, so it will be considered that it's still Hukah Fladira. Therefore, according to the Divrei Malkiel, if you put up the Erev around the city, the Tzuras HaPesach around the city, even though it has these patches that would be problematic, but if the Erev was put up afterwards, it would be fine. I saw that the Chashukei Chemed, in discussing this issue, that says if you have a place that's not meant for dwelling, it's a karfish lehukah ladira. So not only, as we've been learning for our last two shiurim, you're not allowed to carry in that area, but the halacha is you're not allowed to carry that if that area is open to the rest of the area that you're thinking about, it will prohibit you from carrying anywhere. So Shiloh was asked to the Stipler, where there's an army base that has a very large runway, which are not used for people to dwell on. It's a runway for airplanes. And does that change that you can't make an Erev in the entire army base, around the whole army base? So he says that it would be a problem, and you would not be able to carry in that an entire army base. However, if we follow the opinion of the Divrei Malkiel, that if we made the Erev after we had this army base, maybe we could be a little more lenient. Here we see that the Gemara makes a very big difference. Makes a difference in halacha between a gina, a place where you bring seeds, versus a place where you plant trees. And the reason is that a trees is a place where people live. People plant trees. But if you bring to plant a garden, that's very different. So I saw that Chashukei Chemed brings a very interesting shaila. There are people who own a home together, they all live together in an apartment house, co-op, and there's a nice garden around the house, and there are people who want to turn that garden into a parking lot. They need place to park their cars. And we don't have a consensus amongst everybody. What do we do? So he quotes the Emek Dover, who says when the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us. He says part of what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us, he means that he blesses us with having beautiful gardens, beautiful flowers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that we can enjoy. In fact, he quotes an incredible story. He says there was a woman who lived in Eretz Yisrael who was, Baruch Hashem, over 100 years old. But she really wasn't functioning that well anymore. And the Rav Shach Zatzal came to visit her. And she asked Rav Shach, what's the purpose of my life? I don't really function that much anymore. So he saw that on the windowsill of this woman's home, there were flower pots. So the Stipler said, so Rav Shach said to her, why do you have those flowers on your windowsill? So he said, because she said she enjoys seeing those flowers. She says, when a person enjoys seeing the flowers that Hashem created, so that's creating Kvod Shemayim, the world. And that's enough of a reason to live. So he says, from here we see how beautiful and important flowers are. And that's really a concept that we see in our Gemara, when the Gemara spoke about trees. So now the question is, we didn't really answer this question. The two groups, one wants a parking lot, one wants a garden. So he wants to bring a raya from a din in Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat, Simen Kuf Ayin Hei Sif Chavov. There's a din we know of bar mitzvah, that if I have a property that I want to sell, the person who has right of first refusal is my neighbor. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens that if I want to sell the property and my neighbor is ready to buy it, and he's going to use it as a garden, but I have another customer who's going to build homes, then there's no din bar mitzvah. And the person who wants to make it into homes has first rights because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And certainly building homes is more important than just having a garden. What about, discuss the Paiskim, if the person who wants to leave it as a garden, and the customer wants to put trees there, what will be the same? Will it be the same halacha? And the Aruch HaShulchan says yes. Planting trees is considered Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as well. So we see that planting trees is considered Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and maybe planting trees, which represent the Kvod Shemayim, should take precedence. However, he says that certainly if you have two people, one wants to plant trees and one wants to build houses, the person who wants to build housing comes first, because that's what we need for Eretz Yisrael. We need Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. She says, having a parking lot is part of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. People have cars, and if they won't have where to park the cars, they won't want to live there. And therefore, he says that parking lot goes first. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Shmuel, Karf of Yosef Beis HaSayim, you have a Karf which is larger than a Beis HaSayim, Shloi Hukaf Ladira, which wasn't originally partitioned for dwelling purposes, and therefore, even though afterwards you want to use it for dwelling purposes, but when you put up the wall, it wasn't meant l'shem dira, so you can't carry there. Keitzer oisa, what should you do? So says the Gemara Pirates by Pirtzer Yosem Eser, open up the wall larger, with a gap larger than 10 amos, which as we've learned so many times, that when you have a gap larger than 10 amos, it takes away the halacha of mechitza. The goydroi, umamida alesser, and then put up a new wall, and that wall you should put up with the intention of dwelling or mutter. But if the breach was less than 10, it wouldn't work. Ibailu. So now, in trying to understand this halacha, that you need to breach the wall to make it hook and then rebuild it to make it hook of ladira, ask the Gemara Paritz Amma, if you breached an Amma of the wall, the Gadar Amma, and then built it, or parts Amma, the Gadroi, and you keep on doing so until you had a breach of more than 10. But you never had that breach at one time. It was only one Amma at a time. How does the halacha look at that breach? Amalu, so he responded, Lav Hainu de Tanan. This is actually a Mishnah in Masech de Kalim. As we've discussed many times, a Kali that's Tamei, breaking it makes it Tahar. So says the Mishnah, Kol Kli Balbatim, any Kali that's owned by an individual is not considered broken, Shimur Kremoinim, unless it had a hole the size of a pomegranate. Because when it has a hole that's significant, it's considered broken. And by Chizkiah, and Chizkiah asked the question, so you have to have a hole that size. What's going to be the halacha, Nikuv Kemoitzis Ayis? It has a hole the size of an aleph, the sasmai, and you close up the hole, the chazav and Nikuv Kemoitzis Ayis, and then you make another hole, the sasmai, and you close it up, until if we combine all these holes, we'll have a hole the size of a pomegranate, but we never had that hole at one time. Mahu, what's the halacha? Vamlu, and he responded, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shinsalah, you really taught us this halacha. Because the halacha is that a nida, a yaledis, a zav and a zava, besides that they have tumas maga, if you touch something, if they touch something, it becomes tamei. They also have tumas madras. Anything that they sit or stand on, is as long as that's an object that's meant for that purpose, the halacha is they get tumas madras. So therefore, a shoe of these individuals is tamei. It's tamei medras. A shoe is meant, obviously, to be worn and stand on. So if you have a sandal that has tumas medras, now the shoe, those sandalim, had two straps. shenifsika, and they had loops in which to put the straps. Shenifsika achas maoznov, if one of those loops tore, v'tikna, and you fixed it. It's tamei midras. It's still tamei midras. Because even if it's missing one of the loops, it's still usable, and therefore it's still considered a sandal. And if it's still considered a sandal, you have tamei midras. What's going to be the halacha, however? Nifska shniya. You, one of the loops tore, you fixed it. And now nifska shniya. And now the second one tore. V'tikna. And now you fixed that one as well. So the halacha is tamei midras. Even though both straps, both loops, were not torn at the same time, this first loop that tore was fixed before the second loop was torn, it's not going to have tumas medras. It's considered that it doesn't have the same sandal anymore. It will, however, still have tumas magus medras. That's a lower level tumah. When it's not, and the reason is that it retains this lower level, because when the second loop was about to be broken off, it still had tumas medras. And the sandal was touching that loop, even though when it was mostly disconnected. So that means that the sandal effectively touched something which had tumas medras. And therefore, the sandal still has tumas magus medras. Tosfos, that's the pshat that Rashi quotes in the Gemara. Tosfos has a number of questions on Rashi's pshat, and he says that a sandal that loses both of its loops is not tameh at all. However, even after the second loop is broken off, it still can be used as a shoe, because as we just explained, the first loop has, in the meantime, been repaired. So it's not the same sandal that was there when it became tameh, because it has now two new loops. And that's why the tumas medras has gone. However, the tumah of maga medras remains, because that tumah was acquired by the sandal when the second loop was about to break off, and the candle and therefore that sandal retains the tumas magus medras. Vamitlon. And we, in discussing this halacha, said, Mishnah Rishayna, why when the first loop is removed, is it still Tomei Medris, Tokayim Shniya? The second loop is still there. But if that's the case, Shniya Nami, Hakayim Rishayna. When you take off the second loop, the first one is already repaired. Vomert Lan Allah. And in explaining that halacha, you said, because Panim Chadosh is Bolakan, it's considered an entire new shoe, even though it was done piecemeal. Says the Gemara, Hakinami, Panim Chadosh is Bolakan, when the keli has a hole the size of a pomegranate, even though it didn't have it all at the same time, it doesn't make a difference. And same thing will be in our halacha, that if the breach in the wall, that you have to have a breach of 10 amas, wasn't at one time, it was one am at a time, still it's panim chadashas paulukan, and it's therefore going to be considered that it was hokah fladira. Correlate, when Chizkiah heard Rabbi Yochanan say this proof, he said, Leistein bar enish. He's not a person. He's a malach to be such a Talmud Chacham. Ikedam, he said, Kedoyim de bar enish. That's what a person is supposed to look like. A person who has a mastery of all of Kol HaTorah Kula and is able to take a Mishnah Masechta Kelim and connect it to a Mishnah Masechta Erevin, that shows that this person has achieved what he's supposed to be in this world. So he saw a very interesting Shaila, the Sefer Cheshuki Chemed. He says there was a shul that had a chazan, which they signed a contract with for many years, for a number of years, and they, however, are dissatisfied with this Baal Tefillah, but they have a signed contract. And the question that came up was that the shul never got burnt, and they went to another place, to Davin, and they rebuilt the shul. And the question is, so now we have a new shul. So the people say, it's Panim Chadoshes Bolakan, this is not the old shul. And the shul that you signed a contract with no longer exists. And therefore we don't have to honor that contract. The Baal Tefillah says, it just got refurbished. And since it got only refurbished, that doesn't mean it's not, it's panim chadashos lebolokan. It's the same shul, it's the same kehila, and the contract stands. The Orchis Chaim quotes the Lev Chaim, who says that it's considered panim chadashos lebolokan, and the Baal Tefila does not have a claim. The Shaz of Tshuvas Afraska de Anya, he says that even though he doesn't have the Tshuva Slave Chaim available, he says you can't compare the two situations. Because this is not, when we're speaking in our Gemara about Panim Chadashos Bolukan, we're speaking about a physical factor. And since we're speaking about a physical factor, so our Gemara was Mechadish Bo Panim Chadashos Bolukan. But if we're talking about a Tzibur, the Tzibur remains even if the shul was destroyed and rebuilt. So he therefore paskins that if the entire Tzibur, the entire Kehila disbanded, and now they rebuilt the shul and they're going to regroup, then we indeed say Panim Chadashos Bolukan. But if this Tzibur did not really disband, rather what happened was they were davening together as a group, obviously not in this building. This building wasn't standing anymore. They went elsewhere to daven. Even though when they come back together, it's considered the same old Tzibur. We cannot apply the concept of Panim Chadashos Bolukan, and the Baal Tefila has a right to claim, you have a contract with me. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Rechava Shachuri Abatim, you have a backyard in back of the home, which the home is not open to, and the backyard is larger than a base of Sayim, and it's not meant ladira, it's not meant for a place of dwelling. The halacha is ematatba el barba amas. You're only going to be allowed to carry within arba amas, like we've learned regarding any karfa which is larger than a base of Sayim, shloi hukaf ladira, that you're not allowed to carry there. Vama Rav Nachman, and Pasloi Pesach, if you opened up a door from the home to the backyard, then you can't carry in this backyard. Pesach Matiroi, because now you have the store between the home and the backyard, and now the backyard becomes part of the home, and it's considered an area that's Hukaf Ladira. V'loya Moran, but says the Gemara, this halacha only applies, Pesach L'Psoif Hukaf. You had the door to the backyard, and then you made the partition around the Rechava. Aval Hukaf, if you first made that mechitza around the Rechava, and then soy pasach, and then you open the door, loy, then it's too late, because it was a karfif shloi hukaf ladira. Says the Gemara, so if you're going to tell me that you have the backyard, and you made a door from the backyard, from the home to the backyard, and then you made the fence around the backyard, of course, that is a real karfif shloi hukaf ladira. And it's pshita that you could carry there. What's the chiddush? Answers the Gemara like tzricha, this beidari. Between the Rechava and the house, there's a place where they kept the grain. It's like a storehouse. Maratayim adati the beidari avdui. The door was open not for the Rechava. The door was open that you should be able to have access to your grain. And therefore, it should not be considered an area which is hukuf ladira. The halacha, therefore, is Kamashmalan, that it's still considered an area that's Hukuf Ladira. Continues the Gemara. Karfa Yotzim based Asayim, Shukuf Ladira. You have a karfa which is larger based Asayim that was partitioned to be Yadira. Nismala Mayim, and then it got full of water. Sover Abana Lameima, that it's considered Kizra Adami. They're considered like you planted seeds there that we discussed at our beginning of our shir, and also, and therefore it will be considered a karfa Shloi Hukuf Ladira. Omele, Rav Abba Achur de Marbrei de Rav Mishasha, Hochaminim Shmei de Rava, Mayim is not to be considered like Zroyim, but Mayim can atom domi. Mayim should be considered like trees. And therefore, as we learned earlier in Ashir, Shari, it should be Mutta, trees are not a problem. Amar Meimar, this that we said that water has a din like trees, it's only Chazon L'Tishmishta, that the water is drinkable. Avaloi Chazon L'Tishmishta, if it can't be used for drinking, it's dirty water, loy, then we're going to not treat the water like trees, we're going to treat the water like agina. Furthermore, Omer Vashi, or the Chazin, L'Tashmishta Nami Loyamaron, Even what we said, that they could be used for drinking, is only she'ein ba'amkoi, when the depth of 10 tefachim doesn't have more than a base of sayin. Avim yesh ba'amkoi, if in a depth of 10 tefachim there's more than a base of sayin, when you have such a big pool of water, then it's considered like zroyim, and therefore, even though it's water, and even though it's drinkable water, it's going to be considered like an area which is karfif shloihukaf ladira, and it's going to be considered like a karmelis, and therefore, not only won't you be able to carry there, you won't even be allowed to carry to the area that's open to that area, as we discussed at the beginning of the shiur. Says the Gemara v'la milsehi. This that we just learned, that there's a difference how deep the water is incorrect. Midi the havia akari the peri. Just like when we speak about a pile of fruit, it doesn't make a difference how big it is. It doesn't take away that this should be considered a kafa for hookah for dira, here too as well. Begins the Gemara with the following situation. And this is diagram. This is diagram 142 which is follows. Hahu rechava, the hava b'pum nahara. There was a rechava that was in the place called Pum Nahara. The rechava, this backyard, was larger than a base of sayim, and it was not hukka fladira. Chad gisa, one side of it, pasach lamasa, was opening, one side open to the city. That means the Rechava opened up to a Mavui, which opened up to the Rishus HaRabim. The Chad Gisa, and the other side of the Rechava, opened up to a Pesach L'Shvil Sharabim. It opened up to a path that had trees on both sides of it. And the Shvil Shekromim, and that path opened up, Laguda Nahara, opened up to the river. So now the question is, the Shvil and the Mavui each have three mechitzas, because the Mavi had two walls along it, and even the opening to the city had some enclosure, a Tzuras HaPesach, or whatever. And the Shvil also is considered like it has three walls, because as the diagram indicates, it has two walls standing, and since it has the other wall, the other side open to the river, as we discussed previously, in our shiurim, a river is considered like a wall. But the halacha was that you couldn't carry, not in the rechava, not in the mavui, and not in the shvul. Because since the rechava was not meant to be a place for dwelling, so therefore, and it's larger than the beis hasayim, so it's a karfif, that's yosem beis hasayim, shalai hukaf ladira, that gets the halacha, that obtains the halacha of a karmelis. And therefore, since the Mavi and the Shvil are open to such an area, so not only may you not carry in the Rechava, but you may not even carry in the Shvil and in the Mavi also. Amar Abaya, so the question was, Heichin Eved, what can we do to make it permissible to carry in this area? Levelei Mechitza Gudu Nahara, should we put up a wall on the side? This is diagram 143. Should we put up a mechitza on that side? That is not a meaningless, that's not a meaningful act. Because ain oisim mechitza al mechitza. If we already have a mechitza, as we just described a moment ago, putting up a mechitza where there is already a mechitza, just extending a mechitza, is not considered a valid mechitza. And therefore, that is not considered as if you built a wall and say that I'm building it, that it should be hukah fladira. On the other hand, this is diagram 144. To put up a Tzuras HaPesach on the place where the Rechava leads into the Shvil Shekromim, and say that I'm putting it up on that area that it should be able to carry there, and it should, and not only be able to carry the Shvil Shekromim, it'll be considered I built an effective wall. And once I built an effective wall, I could carry it, Lodira, I could carry everywhere. That wouldn't be a good advice. There were camels that constantly traveled from the Rechava into that Shvil. So if I'm going to put up a Tzuras HaPesach, all that will happen is that it will just cause, it will just come down when the camels walk through. Elam Abai, what do I do? Says Abai, Levid Lechi, Apiska de Shvil Sharabim, make a Lechi at that area. A Lechi would, and as the Rishonim explain, a Pturis HaPesach is a substantial structure and it has something going across the top, and we need to be concerned that the camels will knock it down. A Lechi is a narrow beam that we put at the entrance that we don't have to worry that the camels will knock down. And we'll say the Migdah Mahane L'Shvil Shekromim, since it becomes an effective for the Shvil Shekromim, because now the Shvil Shekromim is properly partitioned, so it's considered an effective mechitza. And once it's considered an effective mechitza, it'll help for the Rechava and ultimately for the Movi as well. Amle Rava, Im Kain, if you're going to allow this to work, people are going to make the mistake and think that even where it's not this unique situation that we're discussing, where the Shvil Shekromim are leading into the river, they'll think that if you have two walls, all you need to do is put up a lechi on one side and it's fine. And therefore, Rava does not agree that this should be sufficient. El Amar Rava, Avdinin Lelechi Lepiska de Masa, he says what we should do is put a lechi at the opening to the Mavi, diagram 146, the Migi de Mahana Masa, because as we said and as the diagram shows, this Mavi has two walls. It's a Mavi Mefulish. It's a Mavi that's open on one side to the Rosh Hashanah and one side to the Rechava. But the side that's open to the Rosh Hashanah, as the diagram shows us, has a Tzuras HaPesach. And now by making this Lechi, which is a Pidin, a full-fledged partition, and now by putting up this Lechi on the other side, it's considered completely enclosed. And now the Gemara says, the Migdah Mahani Lelechi L'Masa, since it's going to be effective for the Mavi, Mahani L'Rechava, it's considered a valid wall for the Rechava as well. So now, what's going to be the Halacha? Can you carry from the Rechava to the Mavi? Hilchach, Tiltulei Mamasa Gufa, carrying in the Mavi, Shari, is certainly Mutter. You put up the Slechi. Tiltulei B'Rechava Gufa, carrying in the Rechava is Mutter, because Shari, because since you put up a very effective pot Lechi here, so that makes it like you put up a wall, and since you put up a wall, it's fine. The question is, will you be allowed to carry Mimasa L'Rechava or Merchava L'Masa? Will you be allowed to carry from the Mavi to the Rechava or from the Rechava to the Mavi? Says the Gemara, Pligiba Rav Acha V'Ravina. Chad Asa V'Chad Shari. It's Machlokes Rav Acha V'Ravina. One says no and one says yes. And the Gemara says, Man the Shari, the one that says that you can carry from the Mavi to the Rechava, the Lekka de Urim. There aren't any homes that are open to the Rechava. And since the Mavi is open to that area, it's considered subsidiary to the Mavi. And since you could carry in the Mavi, you could carry to the Mavi to the Rechava as well. Uman the Asar, the one that says you can't carry from the Mavi to the Rechava, vice versa, is concerned. Zim the Havibay the Urim. Sometimes there will be people who open up their homes to the Rechava, and therefore they'll have rights to that Rechava. And you're not going to be allowed to carry from the Rechava to the Mavi without Shtufa Mavaz or Ruvi Chatzeris. And therefore, even though right now that is not the situation, but because that could be the situation down the road, and people won't realize that if they're opening their homes, as is shown in diagram 146, the homes that are behind the wall, but if they open up to the Rechava, then we're going to have to make a Ruvi Chatzeris, Shtufa Mavaz and Ruvi Chatzeris between these two areas. So therefore, already now Chazal said, Oslo Tatule, you may not carry. You're going to make carry then when it's us to carry. And therefore, Chazal said, don't carry there now as well.